When most people picture prepping, they picture a closet stacked with cans. That image is only half right. A pile of food is not a reserve. A reserve is a planned, balanced, and rotated system your household can actually live out of when the normal flow of groceries stops. It requires no power, no harvest, and no special skill in the moment you need it. You simply reach for it and eat. A shelf-stable food reserve is the backbone of the first weeks and months of almost any emergency. Whether the disruption is a storm, a job loss, a supply chain breakdown, or an accident that keeps you home, food in the pantry buys you time and calm. It is the companion to your stored water, the other consumable you stage before a crisis rather than scramble for during one. This guide covers the keep side of the food topic, how to hold and maintain food that is already shelf-stable. The separate skill of making food shelf-stable yourself through canning, dehydrating, and similar methods belongs to our preservation article, which feeds this reserve. And when a stockpile eventually runs low, gardening, hunting, and fishing carry the household forward. Here, we focus on the storehouse itself, the supply that stands ready before any of those skills come into play. What to store, categories, nutrition, and variety. The single most important rule of food storage is simple: store what your family actually eats. A reserve full of foods no one enjoys will sit untouched, drift past its dates, and fail you exactly when you need it. So before we talk about categories, remember that the goal is a supply your household will genuinely rotate through as part of normal life. A trustworthy reserve is not built on a raw calorie count. Calories keep you alive, but a body under stress needs real nutrition to stay healthy and clear-headed. Think in terms of protein, fats, fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Just as important is the psychological side. Familiar, enjoyable food lowers stress and keeps morale up during hard days. A reserve balanced across these needs is far stronger than one built on bulk starch alone. Canned goods. Canned foods are the workhorse of a beginner reserve. They are affordable, widely available, and already cooked, so they can be eaten cold if needed. Stock canned vegetables, fruits, beans, soups, stews, and proteins like tuna, chicken, and salmon. Canned goods deliver variety and water content, and most last 2 to 5 years. Their weight and bulk are the trade-off, so they work best for shorter-term tiers. Dry staples. Rice, dried beans, lentils, pasta, oats, and flour form the calorie foundation of a longer reserve. They are cheap, energy-dense, and store for years when packed correctly. Beans and lentils paired with rice make a complete protein, which makes them a smart backbone for any household. Keep in mind that dry staples usually need water and heat to prepare, so plan your cooking method alongside them. Freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Freeze-dried and dehydrated foods offer the longest shelf life of all, often 25 years or more, at very light weight. They range from single ingredients like fruits and vegetables to complete pre-made meals. The trade-off is cost and the need for water to reconstitute them. These foods shine in long-term reserves and in bug-out supplies where weight matters. Bulk basics. Certain basics carry outsized value. Salt, sugar, honey, cooking oil, powdered milk, bouillon, spices, and baking staples turn plain calories into real meals. Salt and sugar last almost indefinitely. Oils and fats are important because they are calorie-dense and easy to overlook, yet the body needs fat to function. A small investment in these basics dramatically improves how well the rest of your reserve eats. Morale foods. Never underestimate comfort. Coffee, tea, chocolate, hard candy, drink mixes, cookies, and other treats do more than fill space. During a stressful stretch, a familiar treat can lift an entire household's mood. These morale foods are especially important for children, who cope better when some sense of normal remains. Rotate them like everything else so they stay fresh. Household realities. A plan that ignores your household's real needs is not a plan. Account for dietary restrictions and allergies, such as gluten-free or dairy-free needs, so no one is left without safe options. Store extra of what infants require, including formula and appropriate soft foods, since they cannot simply eat what everyone else eats. If anyone takes medication that must be paired with food, build that food into the supply. And do not forget pets. Extra pet food and any special animal needs belong in the reserve just as surely as your own. Note that making these foods shelf-stable at home, such as drying your own produce or canning meat, is covered in our separate preservation article. How much and for how long? Storage tiers. The question everyone asks is how much food to store. The best answer is to think in tiers. Tiers let you start small, reach a real milestone quickly, and then build steadily over time. This beats panic buying, which wastes money and leaves you with a random pile instead of a balanced system. Build one level, then move to the next. Planning targets per person. Start with a simple daily target. A reasonable planning figure is about 2,000 calories per person, per day, adjusting up for active adults and larger people and down for small children. For water, plan roughly 1 gallon per person, per day for drinking and basic cooking, and more where you can. Water is the companion consumable to food, and many stored staples need it to prepare, so the two go hand in hand. Translated into staples, a common long-term guideline is around 25 to 30 pounds of grains, 5 to 10 pounds of legumes, plus fats, sugars, and canned or freeze-dried variety per person per month. These are starting points, not rules. Track what your household really eats over a normal month and let that guide your numbers. Tier 1, the 2-week starter. Your first goal is a 2-week supply for every member of the household. This is the most accessible and important step, because most short emergencies fall inside this window. Build it largely from canned goods, dry staples, and foods you already buy, simply purchasing a little extra each shopping trip. Pair it with 2 weeks of stored water. Reaching this tier alone puts you ahead of most households. Tier 2, 1 to 3 months. Once the starter supply is solid, extend it to a 1 to 3 month reserve. This level carries a household through longer disruptions like extended job loss, a serious regional event, or a lengthy supply interruption. Here you lean more heavily on dry staples and bulk basics for cost-effective calories, while keeping enough canned and morale foods for variety and steady eating. Tier 3, the long-term horizon. Committed households build toward a year or more. At this horizon, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods and carefully packed dry staples do the heavy lifting because of their long shelf life. Reaching this tier takes time and planning, and there is no need to rush it. Build it in layers as budget and space allow. No stockpile lasts forever, and it was never meant to. A reserve buys time. Eventually, sustained food security comes from producing your own, which is where the gardening, hunting, and fishing pillars take over. Your reserve holds the line while those longer-term food sources come online. How to store IT well, containers, methods, and enemies. The right food in the wrong conditions is money thrown away. Protecting your reserve comes down to two things: using the correct containers and defeating the environmental enemies that quietly ruin stored food. This section is about protecting food that is already shelf-stable, not about the preservation process itself, which our preservation article handles. Containers and methods. Different foods call for different storage. Food-grade buckets. Sturdy 5 and 6 gallon food-grade buckets with tight lids are ideal for bulk dry staples like rice, beans, wheat, and oats. They protect against pests and moisture and stack well. For best results, line them with a Mylar bag before filling. Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers. Mylar bags block light and oxygen, the two enemies that age food fastest. Filled with dry staples, sealed with a heat source, and paired with the correct size oxygen absorber, they can extend shelf life to decades. This combination, tucked inside a bucket, is the gold standard for long-term dry storage. Sealed cans. Commercially canned goods arrive ready to store and need no extra treatment. Number 10 cans of freeze-dried food work the same way. Just keep them in good conditions and watch for dents, rust, or bulging. Vacuum sealing. Vacuum sealing removes air from bags or jars and works well for shorter and mid-term storage of many dry foods and repackaged basics. It is not as airtight over decades as Mylar with oxygen absorbers, but it is convenient and easy to rotate. The 5 enemies of stored food. Every failed reserve was defeated by one of these 5. Heat. Heat is the biggest enemy. It speeds spoilage and destroys nutrients. Aim for a storage area that stays consistently cool, ideally below 70 degrees. Avoid attics, garages that swing hot and cold, and spots near appliances. Light. Light degrades food and packaging over time. Store in the dark, or use opaque containers like buckets and Mylar that block it entirely. Moisture. Moisture invites mold and spoilage and ruins dry staples. Keep the area dry, keep containers sealed, and never store food directly on a concrete floor, which can wick dampness. Use a shelf or pallet. Oxygen. Oxygen slowly stales food and supports pests and mold. Oxygen absorbers and airtight seals are your defense for long-term storage. Pests. Rodents and insects can chew through weak packaging and contaminate a supply fast. Hard containers like buckets and cans, along with a clean and sealed storage space, keep them out. Where to put it? The best location is cool, dark, dry, and stable in temperature. Basements, interior closets, under beds, and cool pantries all work. Keep food off the floor, organize it so you can see and reach everything, and label shelves by category and date. A tidy space is not just neat, it is what makes rotation possible. How to manage IT over time, rotation and inventory. A reserve is not something you build once and forget. Left alone, even the best stocked pantry slowly turns into a closet of expired, mystery cans. The discipline that keeps a reserve trustworthy is ongoing management, rotation, inventory, and honest attention to shelf life. First in, first out. The core habit is first in, first out, or FIFO. It simply means you use your oldest stock first and place newer purchases behind it. When you buy new cans, put them at the back of the shelf and pull from the front. Done consistently, your reserve stays fresh on its own because you are always eating the oldest items and replacing them. The strongest version of this is to actually cook from your reserve in everyday life. When your stockpile is part of your normal kitchen rotation, food never gets old and you always know your supplies work and taste good. A reserve you live out of stays alive. Inventory and dating. You cannot rotate what you cannot see. Keep a simple inventory list, whether on paper, a whiteboard, or a spreadsheet. Note what you have, how much, and when it should be used. Label every repackaged container with its contents and the date you packed it, since printed dates disappear once food leaves its original box. Some people use a marker to write purchase dates on cans right at the store. A quick review every few months keeps the whole system honest and shows you what to buy next. Realistic shelf life. Knowing how long foods really last helps you plan rotation. As rough guides, canned goods last 2 to 5 years and often longer if the can is sound. Dry staples like white rice, dried beans, and pasta last several years, and much longer when sealed in Mylar with oxygen absorbers. Fats and oils are shorter lived, often 1 to 2 years, because they go rancid. Freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can reach 25 years or more in proper packaging. Salt, sugar, and honey last almost indefinitely. Treat printed dates as quality guides, not hard cliffs, and judge food on its condition. Spotting food that has turned. Trust your senses and stay cautious. Discard any can that is bulging, leaking, badly rusted, or that sprays or smells foul when opened, as these can signal dangerous spoilage. Watch dry goods for mold, off smells, clumping from moisture, or signs of insects. Rancid oils smell sharp and sour. When in doubt, throw it out. No single item is worth a sickness during an emergency. The most common failure. The single biggest reason reserves fail is stockpiling food no one will eat. People buy in a rush, chase the cheapest bulk items, or grab foods they think they should store rather than foods they enjoy. Those items sit, age, and get tossed. Avoid this by building your reserve around your household's real diet and by eating from it regularly. A good reserve is one your family lives out of and continuously refreshes, not a shrine of forgotten cans. This keep pillar sits alongside the other parts of the food hub. Preservation feeds your reserve by turning fresh and seasonal food into shelf-stable stock, and gardening, hunting, and fishing sustain your household once the stockpile runs low. Together they form a full food strategy, with your reserve as the ready backbone. A food reserve is not a panic purchase. It is a calm, deliberate system you build in layers and maintain with simple habits. Start with a 2-week supply of foods your family truly eats, protect it from heat, light, moisture, oxygen, and pests, and keep it fresh with steady rotation and a clear inventory. Then build outward at your own pace. Pair it with stored water, connect it to your preservation and food producing skills, and you have real security rather than a stack of worry in a closet. The best reserve is the one you live out of every week and quietly refill. Build it once, keep it turning, and it will be ready long before you ever need it.